common sounds of consequence. To you they crawl out these bars, get the palm house, close calls, stand tall, doll, you make them feel so small.
I wanna be her.
Okay.
Hello.
That was our big comeback song.
Okay.
I really like doing that.
We should all probably be introduced.
Yeah.
I'm Leah.
Hi. She was making the annoying noises.
And so were you.
Yeah, so was I. I'm Maury.
And I did a bit of lyrics, and I'm Stacy. Hello. Hi.
And also, my roommate Raina is here.
Hi.
That's Raina. She's really cool.
Raina's very cool, and also very good at the piano, but very modest.
And the trumpet.
And the trumpet. Yeah.
She showed you up.
Yeah, hardcore.
Oh, snap.
So yeah, as you probably know, it's been quite a while since we've done a podcast.
We've got a lot to catch y'all up on.
Yeah.
I just said y'all. I apologize.
Leah's been going to school in Kentucky.
Or Western.
Raina and I go to York.
And they started this year.
Yay!
Woo! First years.
Brah.
Raina, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
About what?
About where you come from.
Okay. I'm from Japan. And my roommate's Morisa. And I like her.
Aww. I like you too. We both joined the group on Facebook. I love my roommate.
That's bittersweet.
Why is it bittersweet?
I don't know.
Why is that? Yeah.
No. Is it because you hated yours?
No. I love Mel. Really, I mean sweet. I don't know why I said bittersweet. Woo!
Because you're a douchebag.
I'm not a worst job ever.
Wow. So.
Alright, moving on.
So what's first topic on the list?
Alright, first on the jacket. Collins part two.
Oh, by the way, the song we were playing was Peaches.
Yeah, Boys Wanna Be Here from her latest album, Impeach My Bush.
I would love to impeach her bush.
Me too, I totally do Peaches.
Me too.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
That's to each his own.
Or her.
Or Zer.
Oh!
Or gender neutral pronouns.
Or Z.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't like using gender neutral pronouns.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, part two. So we all came home from Thanksgiving yesterday.
I was home since Thursday. Oh, I got my license, my full license, and that's very exciting for me.
Yeah.
Because now, even though I really shouldn't have got my license because I jumped a curve and didn't really do the speed limit, I got it anyways.
Because you talked about Western with your instructor.
It's because my instructor and I bonded.
Over Western. Who doesn't bond over Western?
I know.
Stupid people.
Yeah, my dad would have passed you. If he was a driving instructor, he went to Western.
Honor.
Your dad's never a driving instructor.
Me too.
Anyways.
And he'll never hear this.
No.
He's on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Okay, so...
Collins Part 2.
Yesterday, the four of us went to the Collins, which is the restaurant
slash bar. Which all of a sudden they started carding people at.
Yeah, that was bouncers. So random.
Weird. They've never had a bouncer there before.
Raina got the phone ringing.
Anyways.
So that was really weird because, first we walk in and Stacy runs into someone she knows. And then,
two people actually. Oops.
Okay, two people. And then as we're walking to our table, I notice that I didn't recognize someone at the table that Stacy's talking to, so I go over and talk to them.
Yep.
And then I see Andy and Jenny, who are my brother's friends.
We did not use last names, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we're going to hang out sometime this weekend.
Yeah.
And then we run into this kid that we went to with high school named Josh.
Yeah.
And hi, Josh.
He's very cool. And yeah. Even hairier.
Yeah, he's hairier now.
But whatever. He's in philosophy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, and music production.
And music production, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Jinx. Damn!
Haha. Mori can't talk until we say her name 5 times.
That's definitely not how I play.
That's how I play.
So yeah, we got nachos. They were good.
No, Leah, that's how you roll.
That is how.
I'm more like you.
I spoke to Taylor, and I was like, I'm turning 19 next weekend, and now we can actually go party. And he was like, good job. I was like, I know.
Good job having your birthday.
Way to be born, yeah!
No one can be like, way to be born.
That's why I think birthday celebrations are really weird, I think. Because they're like, yeah, way to quit your hot cooch! Good job!
The fact that you said cooch just, like, registered.
I always say cooch.
You know what's really
no,
funny?
No, you always say poon.
You know what's really funny?
No, I never
yes,
say poon.
You always say poon.
No,
do
she
I
doesn't.
Say poon?
No, you never say poon.
Sure, I never say poon. I say poonani.
Yeah, you say, you shorten it to poon.
Anyways. You know how they call Camp Cooch a chain Camp Cooch?
My sister does that. I so badly want to tell her, Katie,
all
until you know what cooch means.
Mr. Doherty calls it Camp Cooch.
That's just Mr. Didn't Doherty.
He is a perv! Like, he was like, I know I'm going
Mr.
to Camp
Doherty
Cooch
and Mr.
this
James.
Weekend.
Yeah, Mr. Doherty was our gym teacher at our middle school.
Ew.
Yep. Gross.
He always has Camp Cooch, and come to think of it, Mr. Yeah. James did too.
Raina, did you have any gross teachers at your school? Raina went to a boarding school.
That's so cool. Tell us about your boarding school.
Do you have any gross teachers?
What's a boarding
school? It's like you live there.
Oh,
like
yeah?
In dorms.
Right?
You went to one?
Yeah.
Well, so, like, what was it like?
There was, like, many, like, male teachers?
Yeah.
Oh, like, at an all-girls school?
Yeah.
Oh,
there was
so
a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah, so my friends had, like, crushed on them. It was girls. Like, they were not, like, they were even not, like, good-looking.
They weren't?
They weren't. They were, like, 35 or something. And, like, you know.
Did any of the teachers ever, like, do anything with the girls?
Yeah, there was a, like... A guy. I think he used to teach math.
Yeah. Well,
and
that's
like,
never good.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're like, so my friends and I went to school at night because we wanted to get something from my class.
Yeah,
like,
from classroom.
Yeah, and I saw our math teacher coming with the girl, and it was gross.
Oh.
Did you, like, see them doing stuff? Or
no,
just, like,
well, you know, we knew, like, they did it, and... It was gross. Like, we didn't tell anybody that. But yeah, I saw they coming up from, you know.
In your room. Where did they come up from?
From the class. Like, that, like, you know. I don't know.
After school schooling.
Extra credit.
Extra credit.
Extra activities.
Yeah.
Good.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's something to put on a resume.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, it is kind of nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I guess we already kind of discussed the Collins. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, you can go there
and
sure
meet everybody that you ever know.
If you ever want to run into anyone in Dundas, just go to the Collins or, like, downtown to the street of downtown.
King Street to the 3 blocks where it's popular.
Yeah.
Oh.
When I was at camp, a friend of mine named Dan used to make fun of Dundas, and, like, he would walk, like, on, you know, like, the squares of concrete on sidewalks?
Yeah.
He would step onto one and be like, I'm in Dundas. Step off of it and be like, oh, no, I'm not. Step into it and be like, I'm in Dundas. Oh, no, I'm not. And then he'd, like, walk through it and be like, I'm in Dundas. Oh, other side, not Dundas anymore.
Where was this?
It was kind of
annoying,
but I was 12.
Was.
So, because I was, for me, like, I was in a small town. He was being fun of me. What it would have been
really obnoxious friends when you were a kid.
It would have been obnoxious now, but at the time I was like, stop making fun of me, I love my jam.
You should have made fun of him for being obnoxious.
I'm obnoxious.
Angela does that the best.
Yeah. Oh, Angela. I miss
her. Oh, Angela. Me too.
She was funny.
We have to get together. Well, presumably she still is funny.
Back in high school.
Remember the video that they made in English class?
Oh my god, I saw that. I helped them make that.
Tell about it.
I don't even remember. It's something about a car driving off a cliff.
It was like for a project, and like they like cut out pieces of cardboard for like characters and like a bus and stuff, but you could clearly see their hands. And then like there was one part where the dog was eating the cardboard bus and like peeing on it or something.
And like the people like fell over in the bus, they just didn't do anything about it.
Sammy, get out of the way, Sammy!
And then Sammy, get in the car now!
Get in the car, Sammy, get in the car!
It doesn't sound like Charlize Theron at all.
Pardon? Your mom is like Charlize Theron.
I wasn't trying to sound like Charlize
but
Theron.
But Sammy. I said, get in the car!
Get in the car now.
Get in the car.
Alright!
Scene. Minnesota?
Hockey? We're gonna play some hockey in Minnesota.
Get in the car.
Get in the car now!
Alright, so people are listening to us right now.
Yeah.
They like it. If they didn't like hearing us do this, then why were they listening to our podcast? Honestly.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah!
I found this napkin in Stacy's house. It's one of those, like, napkins with...
Cartoons?
Cartoon napkins, yeah. And one woman says, I'm having an affair. And that's all I saw when it was on the counter, so I picked it up. And the rest of the part's not funny. But I laughed because it's ironic.
No, well, it's a funny napkin. Especially because, well, as, you know, per the dissolution of my parents' marriage, or in my mother's second marriage, to my stepfather, or ex-stepfather. That's very complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated. I just think it's funny that Stacey's mom has that napkin because Stacey's mom had an affair.
Yeah. So this lady's like, I'm having an affair. And then this other lady's like, who's catering?
That's definitely how she says it.
Who's catering?
Oi, get Mendel down the street.
Mendel?
Mendel.
What? I've never heard that name.
Really? What's your hair on Jew?
You still got stuff to learn.
Some schnitzel.
Schnitzel?
Schnitzel.
Oh, okay.
Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener
schnitzel?
Schnitzel
at camp was good.
Ew. I think that would be, like, the most horrible thing I could do.
It was actually good because...
Was it wiener schnitzel?
No, it was...
Was it your wiener schnitzel?
It was veal.
Ew!
No, not veal. No. Not veal. Turkey.
Oh, okay.
It was turkey. And, they served it to us once and then never again because... They tend to not serve us the meals that we like. Like, they
it's
make...
It's probably expensive, turkey.
Well, they make these things called... We call them egg McFlurries.
Oh, yeah.
They're,
that
like...
disgusting.
They're, like... They're...
Disgusting?
English muffins with, like, an artificial egg and processed cheese. And
ew.
They serve them. And, like, some people just don't even take the first tray of food because no one at the table eats it. Like, you would think that when they get less food... 5 muffins and they serve in the like at the beginning of the meal, they would take it off the menu, but they don't. They make more and serve them every other day.
That's really disgusting.
That is really gross.
Yeah.
You know what? I was watching Clerks 2, and
like you do.
I've listened once. I saw it on the
show.
Anyway, so have you guys seen it?
No.
Okay. Anyways, it takes place in like this restaurant, and they were serving up like egg McMuffin type deals, but they just had like a log of egg and you cut it. That's what makes me think of Egg McGlory's.
She probably does that. Like,
probably.
It's a perfectly round circle with, like, a perfectly round yellow circle in the middle of the white circle.
Oh.
And, like,
that's just creepy.
Yeah, you can tell they're... And they're, like, the same thickness throughout. And, like, they're really, like...
If they taste like egg?
No.
What
do
they taste like?
I can't even... It just tastes like shit in my mouth. Like...
Have you had practice with shit?
Yeah.
Do you know what
it's not,
like?
It doesn't act as like... It just... It tastes like nothing. Like,
oh, my God.
Honestly, it tastes like nothing.
Oh, wow,
speaking of shit in
your mouth... What the hell? What are you about to say? This one time I tried shit.
Did you guys hear about the Screech sex videotape?
Yeah!
No!
Yeah!
Screech
Powers! From
yeah,
from
I know,
from
I know.
Bell.
I don't know
what that
is. Oh, right.
It's a 40-minute sex tape. And when asked about it, he said, well, I haven't seen it, but it could be me. I've had a lot of fun with videotapes. And in the videotape, allegedly, he does the Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah!
I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up.
That's not as bad as, like...
Do you want to explain for our listeners?
It's pretty much when you stick your finger in the girl's asshole, and then you put a line of shit over her lip.
Yeah, it's nasty shit.
That is really... nasty shit. Where's Marina?
So, that's not as bad as this summer.
When you made a sex tape?
No, I've never done that, and nor do I intend on
you
ever doing
do
that.
A sex tape?
Dirty Sanchez.
Well, okay. Would you do a sex tape, though?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you do a sex tape?
I
definitely would. Would you do one, Raina?
I was
with Darrell.
Anyways, what I was gonna say.
You guys go to like Bermuda and can do one.
Anyways, what I was gonna say before Maury suddenly interrupts me.
You're sleeping on the floor. She doesn't give a shit if you have your own bed.
Anyway. So this summer, it's not even gonna be that good of a story anymore.
Oh,
because
of course not.
Whatever.
You're kind of like our equivalent of John from DDW.
What?
Well, there's actually a kid on our floor named John. John, he's definitely the equivalent of John.
You've never listened to DTWF, though.
I have.
Have you?
You made me
I keep forgetting. It's so good. I love John. John's actually, like, Dina used to be my favorite, and now I think it might be John, because he's just so sweet.
Aw.
He's so cute.
And it goes apparently John and I are the same, so. Hey, John,
hey,
what's up?
Tell a story.
Okay, so, these guys, because they're really immature staff, decided they would get their 12-year-old boys. They would tell their 12-year-old boys to yell "hot lunch" at every single meal. Their 12-year-old boys to yell "hot" or "vegetarian hot lunch" at every meal.
I don't understand what that means.
That's where during sex you shit in the girl's mouth.
Ew!
Yeah.
It's
a vegetarian hot lunch.
Why is it vegetarian?
I don't know.
It's probably not really vegetarian.
Ew.
Especially considering what people eat.
Yeah.
That's...
definitely not vegetarian.
Really disgusting.
Except they went hot lunch, hot lunch, hot lunch.
Ew.
That's
and
really
got away
gross.
With it because nobody knew what it meant except for them.
Did you know what it meant? Or did
well,
to
they told us. Like, nobody
that's
knew.
That's really gross. As is that. Maury has put a hole through the napkin and also put her tongue through the hole.
Through your mom's hole.
Ew! Stop!
I licked that hole.
Ew! Shut up! Shut up!
Picture it, picture it, picture it, picture it. Picture it. And now Maury's stuffing it in her bra.
What are you doing?
That doesn't even look natural. Still does not look natural.
No. You didn't even put it on the same level. Like the napkin. Okay, never mind.
It just looked like a napkin fell down.
Why
are
you
shirt.
Guys staring at my tits? Jesus Christ.
You put a napkin down and then reached out and pulled the fabric out.
I swear to God, I didn't.
Yes, she did! And swearing to
she
God,
did.
It means nothing to
Raina,
you.
Raina,
doesn't
did she?
Yes, it's gross.
Shut down.
Down.
That's supposed to be the sound of a
gun going off.
Imagine
what war is. Stacey's got the friendliest guns in the world.
I was waiting for the gun too.
Everyone uses their guns.
Wait, I'm waiting for our guns tits or our guns like
tits?
Like arms. Okay. But I've got both!
Yeah!
Wow, you've arms and tits.
Only half the population.
What a coincidence!
Only half the population has tits.
A little
not,
over.
Not always.
In Canada, 54%.
Guys have tits.
It's true.
Oh, this is true.
They and do. Some women don't have tits, unfortunately.
Yeah. You don't need them. Well, they're still there.
Well, I'm sure.
But they're just small.
I'm sure women who don't have. No, like if you have breast cancer or something.
Oh, right.
Well,
which is so freaking rampant.
Dana!
Let's not talk.
What?
Aww. Dana on the elevator.
Dana
died of breast cancer.
Aww.
Well, she didn't die of breast cancer. The infection that
she
got from the chemotherapy. Yeah.
Dana.
Fairbanks.
The tennis player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who Tanya was apparently about to go down on.
Aww.
Not at the time of her. Anyway.
I can't
talk about it
anymore. On Dana Fairbanks.
Okay, moving on. That's sad. Oh, I miss Dana.
Me too. Okay,
what else? When's the new season of The L Word on?
January.
In Canada?
No.
Is that its fourth season?
Fourth.
What?
What?
Okay. Has the third season been on in Canada?
Airing right now in Canada on Showcase.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've already seen it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We didn't and the fourth season. You don't? Oh, we did at Guelph. Well, that's because it's Guelph. Hippie Town. It's like, yeah, watch Kink and all that stuff.
Anyway.
It's good times. Right.
What do we have to contribute to this conversation?
She's drawing a really cool
picture. So the next thing on the list is cow porn, but let's not talk about that.
What? That's really gross.
What the hell? Okay, this is not going... Okay, for the viewers at home, which is nobody, because we don't have viewers, we have listeners. God damn it.
If they have viewers, we need to explain what we're looking at.
See it. We're looking at extremely disgusting, like... dental photos
of children.
Oh, no!
It's problems to watch for in growing children. Malocclusions or bad bites, like those illustrated below, may benefit from early diagnosis and referral to an orthodontic specialist for a full evaluation.
Aw, poor kids.
I don't think you'd have to go to the dentist.
No, I know, but like, whoa. Can you imagine walking around with teeth like that when you're that age? Like, people would...
Well, look actually, at that one. Look at the open bite.
Ew. I feel bad that we're going like, oh my god, that's so disgusting. It's like some little kid's mouth.
Yeah, but
I
mean,
that's really gross.
It's gross.
Yeah, I know. I just feel bad when I make fun of little kids. Because, you know, they can't really defend themselves.
That's true.
My favorite is this one, oral habits. It's a kid sucking on their fingers. Anyway.
Moving on!
Moving on! Moving on!
What else is on the docket?
The docket's right here.
I know, I was looking at how much time we have left.
How much time do we have left?
Cow corn. Enough.
Oh, let's talk about residents.
Yep.
Raina, let's tell some funny stories about res.
Like what?
I don't know, I'm on the spot.
We'll go by Tyler and you.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, basically there's this guy named Tyler who I have, like, a huge-ass crush on. And, like... Raina's laughing. And, like... He, like, we get along really well and stuff, but we have, like, this really weird relationship, because, like, he kind of makes it clear that he's not interested in dating anyone, but at the same time, then he'll jump on me and grope me, and, like, once he did this thing called crotch exercises, he's like, Marissa,
He just made that up, like, I'm...
Obviously.
Okay.
Clearly. He's like, Marissa, I need to do your crotch exercises, like... What's that? He's like, no, you just need it. I'm like, Tyler, I don't need crotch exercises. He's like, yes, you. So he grabbed my leg and put it over his leg and then put his foot into my cooch.
All the way in!
Camp cooch. And then was, like, wiggling it about. And then he does stuff like that, or he'll, like, it's really weird. We, like, have a incestuous brother-sister relationship.
That's
like,
really gross.
We beat each other up and stuff, but then he'll, like, grab my tits. And, like, one time I was in the shower, and he jumped up over the door and peeked at me. Yeah. It's called playing kangaroo.
And he comes up with, like, all these disgusting names.
No,
he has a name.
Not, like, but, like, really euphemistic and kind of pervy. Yeah. Let's play kangaroo, Marissa.
Or, like I gave him a purple nurple, and then he gave one back to me. And then the other... Okay, but we fight really weirdly, too. Like, I have so many marks all over my body. And then the other day, my mouth was open, and he thought this would hurt me, so he took his forehead and rammed it into my front tooth. And now he has, like, a huge bump on his head. And he was mad at me. He's like, you didn't even say sorry. I was like, Tyler, it was your fault.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember Tyler from my res?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, because you never came to visit me, bitch.
I know.
So, there's this guy named Tyler, and he was roommates with this guy named Matt. And my roommate now and friend from last year, Deb, and I always going to see Matt, but unfortunately we had to see Tyler because he was there too. Nobody liked Tyler. And whenever we knocked on the door, he would always slam the door in our face. And so, Deb, like, for no reason at all. And then we yelled at him, and it was funny. And so this year, Deb comes into my room, and she goes, guess who I saw on the bus today? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, well, I was trying to ignore him, and he was trying to ignore me, and we just kind of stared at each other and tried to pretend that neither of us were there. I was like, who is it? She's like, let me give you a hint. So she starts, like, doing things that he used to do, and I wasn't catching on. And all of a sudden,
what a shock.
She slams the door, and I'm like, Tyler!
I didn't ask.
Yeah, I know.
Kate, now ready, you tell a red story.
Can I tell a red story after?
Yeah. No, go for it.
Okay, think
no,
about,
you go first.
Think about one while Stacey's talking, okay?
Go, Stacey.
Think about a story.
Okay, so there was this guy. Your story about Tyler reminded me about this guy named Matt, who nobody liked. And
it's ironic.
Yeah. Matt. Yeah, yeah. It is. Anyway, moving on. So, the guy, Matt, I had only met him a couple times, and he just had, like, he was basically, I don't know, an idiot and kind of, like, really cocky and just one of those generally unlikable people.
Yeah.
So, I saw him getting on the bus one day while I was going to class, and I couldn't remember his name, but I saw his face, and the first thing I thought was, douchebag! Like, I'm serious. Like, that's what went off in my head. I was like, oh my god, it's him. Douchebag! Douchebag! And it took me like 5 minutes to think of his name. But
this year or last year?
No, this year! Okay. He came on the bus. I was like, douchebag.
How many more times did you say douchebag?